This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's deputy prime minister said Thursday that mandatory evacuation from Donetsk region is so far, quote, the first and only one, end quote, but might expand and cover more regions. She said, quote, we are now seeing a worsening situation, and with the advent of the autumn-winter heating period, it will actually worsen. She said this at a news briefing. The deputy prime minister named the critical infrastructure facilities that are disabled as a result of Russian attacks as the main reason for the evacuation. Ukraine wants donors to give more money to stop Russia, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov, representing Kiev at a donor conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, which is geared at securing more support for Ukraine, tells reporters his country will keep on fighting any way possible.
I hope we will have new results to support Ukraine in our resistance, because we will fight in the air, in the land, in the sea, and we will win.
Reznikov adds acquiring more fighter planes is the country's priority right now, and then demining. President Volodymyr Zelensky presses the point, underlining the sooner we stop Russia, the sooner we can feel safe. Before the conference opened, Denmark announced it will be sending 130 Danish soldiers to Britain to help train Ukrainian soldiers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sweden's government has decided to extradite a man to Turkey, wanted for fraud, it said Thursday. The first case since Turkey demanded a number of people extradited in return for allowing Stockholm to formally apply for NATO membership. NATO ally Turkey lifted its veto over Finland and Sweden's bid to join the Western alliance in June after weeks of tense negotiations where Ankara accused the two Nordic countries of harboring what Turkey says are militants of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party. This is VOA News. Firefighters are combating a major wildfire in many other areas. Severe drought haunts the land. More than 1,000 firefighters are struggling to contain a major wildfire in southwestern France, a region that was already ravaged by flames last month. Temperatures are expected to reach 104 degrees Fahrenheit Thursday there. Meanwhile, in the small village of Lux in Burgundy, a sign mentioning bathing is prohibited still stands above the empty riverbed. Milagros can't get you to register to sleep. Nothing says that the local government federation's president says they're waiting, hoping for storms with rain. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation had strong words Wednesday for supporters of former President Donald Trump, who has used violent rhetoric in the wake of his agency's search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
Any threats made against law enforcement, including the men and women of the FBI, as with any law enforcement agency, are deplorable and dangerous.
Christopher Wray declined to answer specific questions about Monday's search of Trump's Palm Beach, Florida resort. The search of Trump's residence is part of an investigation into whether the former president took classified records from the White House when he left office January 2021. 2 days after Kenya's general election, officials had yet to announce who was leading the presidential race in East Africa's regional powerhouse as confused citizens struggle to make sense of divergent tallies from the media in a nail-bitingly close race. Some citizens worried the media's differing tallies could inflame claims of rigging, which have sparked violence in past elections. Africa's Public Health Agency says the continent of 1.3 billion people still does not have a single dose of monkeypox vaccine, but discussions were underway with at least two partners. The acting director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told journalists Thursday that he could not give details, but said the partners are largely multilateral institutions and non-African governments. He said Africa CDC continues to build the capacity for lab diagnosis and surveillance for the different countries.
We are also organizing clinical management capacity building sessions, which will improve the way in which our clinicians handle monkeypox cases when they are documented or identified.
More monkeypox deaths have been reported on the African continent this year than anywhere in the world. And recapping our top story, Ukraine's deputy prime minister said Thursday that mandatory evacuation from Donetsk region is so far the first and only one, but might expand and cover more regions. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.